Amen. Now, we're going to get ready for the message. You good, Jim? All right. I want to thank the Lord, first of all, for His call in my life. He's given me the authority in heaven. There's a lot of scriptures out there that state this recognition. And one stands out tremendously to me, and which got me to the point of really soul-searching my whole entire life to be changed in this direction. And it says, Paul I know, and you know, or Peter I know, and Jesus I know, and I'm paraphrasing all this. I don't have it actually out there. But the spirits, the darkness, the powers, the principalities say, you know, Peter I know, Jesus I know, but who are you? Who are you? And I can honestly say that heaven now says, I know who you are. And He has given me the authority and the discernment and the eyes to see the darkness. And I'm very grateful that I'm here today to save and help save those that are lost, those that are bound, and those that are tormented. The series that I am speaking on right now is Why God? And I'm going to tell you why God, because of the world that we live in, and then there's another world that is around us that we live in that we don't even know. And there are spirits that take our house. And I'm going to tell you what I'm trying to say. You're a vessel, you're an empty vessel, a home. Your body is a home. When we are converted and cleaned, then we are transformed into a tabernacle. But technically, you're a house. You're a house for a spirit to dwell in. And if you can picture, if I take your spirit out of your body will just drop. How many people understand that you are moved and you are functioning only because there is a spirit moving you? How many people agree with that? Because I want to bring myself across very, very clear that you completely understand that we are moved and we are controlled by spirit. And I hope that I can open your eyes up today to start seeing why God. Why God? As we grow, we're born into this world, and I am a true believer that when we are born out of the mother's womb, we have God's spirit dwelling within inside of us. Now that God's spirit dwells, and it brings that child up to a point in their life where they begin to invite individuals, other spirits, into their house. Now understand that the Spirit of God needs to be equipped. But as a child, there's no one there to equip that child. So it's almost like you have a child wandering around without any schooling, without any teaching, without any education. And that child is walking and growing with no education whatsoever. And eventually there are others that come into the house who have a lot of education, that begins to have a lot of training. And then what happens is it pushes the God child down, all the way down. That's who you really are. That's your true identity. When you were born, you were a God child, and you had a name. And your name could be Mary Beth. Your name could be Allison. Your name could be Tim. Your name could be whatever it may be. When you were born, you were given a name by your parents or guardians who also had a spirit who gave you that name. And there is a name that is in you. And that name is who you are as a child, a God child. But as we grew, these other spirits came into your house and pushed the God child down. Just put it down. All the way down to a, I want to say, a dark place inside your house. Maybe you put it in the basement, if you can picture a house. And put it in a closet. Put it in a dark hole somewhere in the house. Put it in the dungeon of the house, whatever it might have been. But these others who came in, and you invited them, but you didn't know. You were naive. You didn't know that they were someone there that was going to come and destroy you and to rob your life and to, you know, rip out the passions and the joy and the peace that is within you. And they came in as a guest, but then they ended up taking control of your home and putting you in a prison, sending you down into the basement, putting you and locking you up in a closet. This is why God. Because God is the only one that can set you free. God is the only one that can open up that closet door. God is the only one that can open up the dungeon. God is the only one. Now this is why it's so important to listen to me. Because I have the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the discernment to know the difference between what guest is speaking and what and who you are and where you're at. Now, I need your help. Because in order for you to let God come into your life and set you free, which I want to express the fact that God never left. God has always been in your life from the time that you were born. There is a God living inside of you that is my God. A God that you don't know. I know him, and he's my God, but you don't know him. Now, you know gods. There are many gods out there. You know all kinds of gods. You may be in a doctrinal religion, some type of, you know, organization that has God in it and all. But it's not the true living God that is delivering you and setting you free. And how I know this is, do you have peace? Do you have joy? Do you have any sense of righteousness? Are you still walking around? And this is the key word. Why do I keep doing the things that I don't want to do? If you are those out there listening to me, have an issue that you keep doing, maybe it's getting angry, maybe it's theft or an addiction of some sort or something that you continue to keep doing and you just don't want to do it anymore. How about if you just seem to be very forgetful and then you start using excuses and they're not your excuses, they're somebody else, a house guest that came in and started giving you these excuses. You're not giving those excuses. Remember, you're down in the basement or in a closet, a dark closet, locked. And we can't even hear you. You're not even talking. Somebody else is talking for you. And in there, they're saying, well, you can't remember because you're old now and you lost it and your mind is just very forgetful. They start making all these lies and you believe them because of generations after generations. Somewhere along the line, they said to you, oh, as you get older, you start losing your mind and you start losing your thoughts. That's not true. The darkness is just destroying you. As you increase in age, they have time to slowly deteriorate your life. And so what I would like is to get you to understand and begin to see, if I can open up your eyes to begin to see the issues. Why do I continue to do what I do that I don't want to do? It's the issues in your life that are causing you to die. Now, these issues are not issues like we think they are. I'm using the word issue because you need to recognize something. But technically what it is it's a dark spirit. A dark spirit that is trying to destroy your life, that you let in as a friend when you were younger and they came into your house and grew up. And there are multiples, many, many, many friends that you invited into your house. Now, I'll get to the strong man in a minute. But I want you to begin to start seeing your guest. Start seeing your issues. Because your issues are your guest. Your issues are your house guest. Why do I continue to do the things that I keep doing that I don't want to do? This book right here is the closest book that I was able to find to follow. It's called the Holy Bible. Not many of you know what this book is, but there are a lot out there that do know about this book. This book is the best book that I have been able to find out there that witnesses what has been given to me when my life was changed. And if you don't have one, or we want to send one to you or whatever, we'll get you one. But it is difficult to read. You need to read it with spiritual understanding, spiritual eyes. I'm not expecting you to take this book and try to read it and figure everything out, because you probably aren't going to be able to understand it because of the darkness that is blinding you. Don't want you to know what's inside that book. But in that book has all truth. And that truth is through the Spirit. And the truth is what sets you free. But the darkness doesn't want you to be free. The darkness doesn't want to. They want to destroy your life. There have been many, many people that are out there that can probably quote this book word for word. But they still don't understand it. It's not about memorizing. It's not about quoting the words. It's about understanding the word. So with that being said, I want to get back to, why do I do the things that I keep doing that I don't want to do? It's darkness that's within you that causes you to do that. And this book refers it to sin. Why do I do the things that I keep doing that I don't want to do? It's because of sin that dwells within me. Sin that dwells within me. Now, sin is not doing those bad things that you think you do. Sin is the darkness that controls your life. Sin is the darkness that causes you to forget. Sin is the darkness that causes you to maybe drink too much and have an addiction, maybe to yell too much, maybe to have anger, maybe to have resentment, maybe to start sticking needles in your arms, maybe start cutting yourself, maybe start thinking of suicide. It goes on and on and on and on. Now this sin, when it comes in, it starts out very, very, very innocent, very, very small, very little. And the one that you favor to the most, the one that tends to you embrace the most, ends up becoming your best friend, the sin that you love the most, which you don't even know what it is, eventually becomes the strong man. It eventually becomes the one that controls your whole entire house. It is the root of the tree. It is the one that is the main strong man, and it lies and it protects all the other little bitty bitty sins, all the other little darknesses that are all inside of you. This is why we need God. This is why we need God. Not the God out here. the God that's inside of you. Only the God in you is the only one that can deliver you. It's my God, and it's the God that's in me, and it's a portion of your God inside of you. And why I say this is because you need God. And how you need God is this. The only way that the God in you can deliver you, not my God, even though it's your God too, my God is in me. My God cannot deliver you in this sense. This God over here cannot deliver you, even though it's the same God. Now try to follow me because it can be a little confusing. There's a God inside of you, and that's the only one that can deliver you. Why I say this is because that's the power that's inside of you that can deliver you and set you free. Now, how do you get that God? You can't have my God. It's my God that does the power in me that delivers me. Your God. How do you get your God to have the power to deliver you, to start working in your life? Intimacy. You need to begin to start loving the God inside of you. You can't come to me and say, hey, I see you have power to deliver them. Deliver me. I can't. Even though I have authority in heaven to cast out devils, it's the God in you that works with me. I cannot deliver you. Even though I have power to cast out devils, I cannot cast out your devils. I cannot cast out the darkness. I have no authority over it until the God in you works with me. How many people are following me here? And that's why it's so important for me to get your eyes open to see the God in you so that you can begin to develop a relationship with Him. If you do not have intimacy with God in you, and it is your God, you'll never be free. You'll never be delivered. You'll never, ever, ever find the life that is given to you because you're choked. You're smothered. The strong man in your life has consumed you, and you're dead. And until this intimacy begins, until you begin to start realizing that you're not alone, until you begin to realize that you're not in a place where no one loves you, and that you begin to start getting, I want to say, self-help, but it's not self-help. It's truly God within you that is setting you free and delivering you. I'm just a vessel to help discern the lies, because they will come and try to talk and deceive and bring up false sin, I would say. Oh, you know, no, you're lying. They're deceiving. What I need you to do, if you're out there and you truly want God to deliver you, I want you to first start embracing yourself and saying, you know, God, you've loved me from the very beginning. And you have really redeemed me and forgave me of all my sins. Because He has. God is not holding you to your sin. He's not going to blame you from hanging out with individuals that you didn't know were bad. You didn't know that they weren't your friends. You didn't realize that they were out to hurt you. It's an example. You move to a new town and you want to make friends. And you came across a group of friends that you thought were friends. And in the beginning, they were real nice. And they they embraced you and, you know, and you felt really good and they made you warm and fuzzy and you had those fuzzy, warm feelings and, you know, and you began to grow up with them. But then you started recognizing each one and you started realizing, man, this one really tends to get angry a lot. But you overlook it. You begin to start overlooking their faults. You start overlooking their issues. And those issues are your issues because you become one. You become one with them. But you overlook it. Oh, that's okay. I got angry just a little bit. And then, oh, that's okay. I forgot. I'd been forgetting a little bit, but it's okay. And then you start overlooking all these shortcomings, I call it. You start overlooking these little faults that your friends have. But what happens in time, things start getting even worse. Your anger starts getting more angry, and your forgetfulness starts becoming really forgetful, and your anxiety begins to get really anxiety, and you're all of a sudden not one beer, it becomes 12 beers, and you know, your drugs, your pills, it doesn't become one little pill to mask a little pain, it becomes a whole bottle of pills. And then you start going with stronger stuff and you start putting those little ones down and you get the higher, stronger ones. And then, you know, maybe your pain starts going from, you know, having the enjoyment of somebody smacking you to the point where now you're cutting yourself. It just gets escalating worse and worse and worse until the point where you begin to recognize, you begin to realize that this is not good. How many here have reached a point in their life where they said to themselves, man, this is getting worse? Maybe you started off with a little bit of anger. I'm going to say things that you can relate with. Because if you can't see your issues, if you can't see your demons, I can't help you. The first step of getting God to deliver you, why God? This is why God. If not, you're going to end up destroyed. It's going to go worse than what you can ever imagine. These dark things that are inside of you, which are called sin. And I feel really bad for religion because they watered sin down as a deed that you did wrong and you just want to say, I'm sorry. Now, I'm not going to discredit them altogether because their intentions were, well, they want you to recognize your issues. So if you can recognize your issues, you're going to come around and repent. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I have an issue. I'm sorry. But there's a point where those issues consume you and then you get embarrassed. You begin to start feeling guilty. And then you begin to hide your issues. You become a closet drinker. You become a closet angry person where you only lose your anger in your home or around your close loved ones. You only abuse maybe a certain people. You don't abuse everyone in the world, but you grab that one and you abuse it. It gets worse. You become a closet sinner. They're the ones that are now starting to take possession over your life. And then you walk around justifying because you put the outward image and you walk around smiling like you're like everything's good. But then in your closet, you're cutting yourself or doing too many pills and you're not letting anyone know now. That is when the trouble begins. That's where it all starts. When you hide your issues. And you try to cover them up and mask them. And I'm here to help through these teachings. Why God? Why do you need God? I'm telling you why you need God, because I want you to recognize the issues before they consume you and become a possession. And when they become possession, now you have a strong man in your house that takes your identity, and this is what it does. It literally takes who you really are and shoves you down into the pit, doesn't let you out, doesn't let you have an opinion, doesn't let you talk, doesn't allow you to feel, and you lose all your feelings, you lose all your emotions, and you become a dead man or a dead woman, a dead girl, a dead child, and you're dead. You're walking dead. But you're alive. And all your passions, all your desires, everything that you love, everything that you want is in that pit, and you can't get out. And because you can't get out, every desire that you love, every desire you need, every dream that you have, you can't do it. How can you do anything if you're trapped inside a closet? How can you do anything if you're tied up and chained to the wall? But yet those passions and desires and dreams are still there. And you say to yourself, how come I'm not getting my breakthrough? How come I seem like I'm not able to do the things that I want to do? How come these things never happen? Oh, I guess they're never ever meant to be. I guess it's never ever meant to be. I might as well just throw my dreams away. Yes, you're absolutely right. It's not going to happen because you're possessed. Now, a possession isn't bad. I want you to know, being bound and chained up is not bad. You didn't do anything wrong. You were deceived. Friends came in when you were young. You didn't know that they were a bad group. They started to show you their issues. You recognized them. You saw that it was wrong. But they were your friends. You didn't want to deny your friends. You didn't want to, because they comfort you. They held you. They understood you. They became your, you know, pillow. And you don't want to be wrong that you were hanging out with bad crowd. You just don't want to accept the fact that maybe you were just doing the wrong thing. No one ever thinks that what they're doing is wrong. How many people would agree on that one? That's because they're deceived. And I want you to know, those that are listening, you didn't do anything wrong. You are completely innocent. You've just been duped. You've been fooled. You've been deceived. And don't let it take you. Don't let the pride of life and the pride of yourself take you. Recognize your issues. Be honest with yourself and begin to say, I have issues. I have issues, and I don't like my friend anger. I don't like my friend addiction. I don't like my friend that, you know, is stuck in pornography. I don't like my friend that causes me to do the things that I don't want to do. I don't like my friend anymore that causes me to do what I don't want to do. That's where you need to come to. And then my God, who is living inside of you, that I want you to know so bad. I want you to know my God that is living inside of you. The one that delivered me. The one that set me free. I want you to know him. So that God, the only God that is living inside of you, has the power to deliver you. But he's not a God that pushes himself on you. He's one that you need to invite. You need to invite him. You need to say, God, I want you to help me now. I need your help now. Because I can't do this on my own. I need you. I need the power in you, in me, to say no, to resist, to fight. I need you to show me That's why I always say you need to open up your heart and be honest with yourself. The honesty in you is not you. The honesty in you is God in you. And I'm asking you to let God open your eyes so that you can see. But if you're not going to have the opportunity to ask God to say, God, I want to be honest with myself. Show me. He'll begin to start showing you. And then you can't listen to the friends that are going to say, nah, that just happens because of life. You're getting older. That's why you're forgetting. Oh, come on. You're getting mad because look, they're not listening to you. You're getting mad because of look. No one is hearing what you're saying. You want to keep listening to your friends? You want to keep listening to your friends? Or do you want God to begin to reveal the issues? You need to tell your friends, no, that's not true. I shouldn't be getting angry like this. This is wrong. We need to begin to start saying to ourselves, the things that I'm doing is wrong. And not beat yourself up. Not start saying, you're a bad dad, or you're a bad mom, you're a bad person, you're a bad husband, a bad wife, whatever it might be. You got to stop saying that you're bad. You got to stop saying that you're no good and you're bad. This is bad. This is no good. This is bad. This is no good. Because it's not you. You're in the closet, down in the pit, chained up. Screaming help, and no one can hear you because the door is shut and the room is soundproof. But I got the ears to hear. God has gave me the ears to hear your scream, and that's why I'm here. I hear the scream of you down. It's a faint one. Help. Help. What is that? What is that? It's a scream of someone deep down inside asking for help, and I hear it. I hear it because I'm here today speaking this message and crying out, please listen to me. I want your dreams to come through. I want your life to be there for you because it's the God in me that wants you to live. It is He that controls me. It is He that is living in me. It is no longer the old man, it's the new man. And the new man wants to set you free. I'm willing to sacrifice my whole entire life, my whole entire being for you. I'm committed to His service to see you free. And because of that, He said, because you didn't ask for riches or gold, but you asked for the wisdom for my people, He's given me the gift to see and to know the mysteries of life. And I can truly say that I am the light of the world. I am the way and the truth. And no one can come to my Father unless they come through me. And my Father dwells inside of each and every one of you. But you don't know Him. It's the Father of truth. The Father of honesty. The one, if you can say, please come in and show me. And let that honesty reveal your demons. Reveal your darkness. Reveal your issue. Everyone can relate with issue. Amen. If I sat here and told you, oh, see your demons. You know what's going to happen? You're going to just see one or two. But if you see your issues, you're going to see them all. And I want you to see them all. Because this is what happens. And I always put a warning out. And that's why it's so important to condition your salvation. Work out your salvation. Because you might get rid of the strong man after this message. You might be able to come across and overcome one of your strongholds, and that one gets kicked out of your house. but another one takes its place and becomes the next stronghold, becomes the next leader of the house, becomes the next possession. And then you go from issue to issue to issue to issue to issue. And they never let up. They constantly come after you. They constantly control you, but you never are let out of the basement. I'm here to open up the prison door. I'm here to destroy every power and principality, wickedness and darkness in your house so that I can go down and reach you out by the hand and pull you out of your prison so that you can have life. And not only life, but everlasting life. So I want us here today, I want to leave this message here today that if you're out there listening, find a way. Get on an airplane, get on a bus, get in your car. Find how you can come to this place so that I can begin a work. You can't do it on your own because the strong men are going to lie to you. You need someone that is actually going to be able to discern the difference between your friend and who you are. I'll know who you are. I'll know who you are because I'll hear your voice screaming inside. I'll hear what's happening down in that room and I will know who you are. And I will know who your house guests are. I will know who your guests are, and they won't have any authority because they cannot deceive me. But I have no power until the God in you reveals the truth. And then the truth will set you free. I can't do anything, and no authority has been given to me unless God in you gives me the authority. I want you to understand why some don't get delivered and others do. Because the God in you, you didn't develop a relationship with. You have no relationship with the true living God that is in you. You may have a relationship with some God, something that you created, but it's not the creation of truth. It's not the God of truth. The God of truth brings honesty, and honesty brings it to yourself. And then you are honest with yourself. That's the true living God that I'm talking about. This is my God. This is the God that I am trying to introduce you to. There are many gods out there. Many. But there's only one true living God. And through this God that dwells in you, will speak to you and open up your eyes. Because if you can't see, I'm sorry. I can see all the demons out there, but if you can't see them, then I can't help. I have no authority because the God in you did not give me authority. I thank God for the maturity that was given to me because I can call up all sorts of people for deliverance. And I can cast out devils all day long and they'll throw me. The strong man will throw me out, one of the little ones. And I can watch them manifest and squirm around. And woo, I did my job because I heard them scream and cry and do all these other kind of things. And they might feel good for a little bit. But the strong man is still there hiding. I don't go for that. If I'm going to do the warfare, then I want the leader. I want to take out the king. I'm not taking out some of their little guys and think that I accomplished the battle. I want to take out the leader. I want to take out the leader that is destroying your house, who is destroying your kingdom. I don't want to play with the little guys. Let somebody else play with the little guys. Let somebody else have their self-exertations. I'm not here to build up a ministry so that I have a name. I'm here to build up the kingdom of God. I don't care what God does with my life as long as I please Him. And I do know that He wants to do a work, a great work, a work that is far beyond what man could ever see. He wants Himself exalted inside of you. He wants to rule and reign inside of your life. He wants intimacy so that you have a relationship with Him and you can cry out to Him and He can begin to deliver you and you can be delivered by Him and His glory will reign and you will worship His glory and praise His glory because you'll be able to experience the goodness and the power and the love that He has invested in you. That's what He wants. And that's what I'm here for. So that you can see the wondrous, glorious, majestic God that is inside of you. That beautiful, wonderful power and victory that is living inside of you. This is the desire of the God in me that has for you. And He is one, and we are one when that transpires and takes place. So I want us to leave this message today. I want us to begin to start understanding a relationship and how it's important to have a relationship. And the beauty is God is saying, I'm here. Just ask and I will show you. Just ask. I am here. God is here. God is right there, standing at the door of your torment, standing at the door, hearing your cry. And you just need to say, I'm here, show me. And He will begin to open up your eyes and begin to show your issues. And when He begins to start showing your issues, start showing you the demons, the principalities, the darkness, the wickedness, the powers, those that sit in high places in your house, you have to be careful that the others don't tell you it's not a big deal. Tomorrow everything will be okay. They all love you. It's all right. You can continue to do what you're doing. Listen, they don't understand you. And eventually, maybe if you get a little bit louder and a little bit more angrier, maybe if you just show a little bit more of your frustration, maybe they'll start listening to you. But I listen. I understand. I know that your problems are there. It's okay. If you listen to those lies, and you continue to listen to those lies and make justifications, and you keep justifying and justifying and justifying and justifying, those things will never go, and God inside of you will not save your soul. He will not, because you choose to bow down and worship a God that is not of Him. You're worshiping and bowing down to another God. And He's a jealous God. And this is the thing that scares me the most. If those that are not hearing my words, this part scares me the most for your life. He's a jealous God, and He won't have any other gods before Him. And if you don't hear my words and begin to renounce the God that you serve and begin to worship the God of truth, this is what happens. He gives you over to a debased mind. He gives you over. He gives you over to those other gods that you choose to worship. And there is no return. You can scream and gnash your teeth all day long, but guess what? You made it to where he walked away, and that God will never come back into your life, and he will say, get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. That's the part that makes me so afraid for your life. I fear for your life. Those that are listening, don't denounce my words. These words are the only words that you have that will save your life. Don't wait until it's too long or too late. Don't wait. Don't let the pride of life take you. Begin to allow the God of honesty and the God of truth reveal these things in your life. Don't run from them. It's not too late. It's not too late. If you keep running, it will be too late. The first thing that comes is that God has to open up our blind eyes. We cannot do anything until God opens our eyes to see. And then he'll open up our ears to hear. And our blind eyes and our deaf ears will open up. And then he will cause the lame to walk. And you might be lame, but you might be a dead one. My God is so full of love that he'll even raise the dead. My God is so full of love that he is willing to raise the dead. So don't think that it's too late out there. If you're so far gone in cutting or shooting the dope, or you got the gun to your mouth and you're ready to commit suicide, please, you're dead, but my God can raise the dead. Please hear me out. Hear this cry, I beg. But I'm going to be done begging soon. And I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on to those who are saying, yes, I heard your word. And I began to start a relationship with my God. And he's beginning to show me the truth. I'm ready for the next level. And then I'm going to be called to the next level. And I'm never, ever going to be there to say, please. You may be hearing my last words, please. Then I have to move on to the next ones that are ready to say, I'm ready for my deliverance. I'm ready for you to come and take that stronghold out of me. I'm ready to have these things. I'm ready to have my life back. So if that's you, please, I'm asking you, develop that relationship with my God now. And start allowing the honesty and the truth to come in. So that your eyes will be opened and you can see. I pray. I pray this so bad in my heart. I pray this now. Amen and amen. If everyone here could just close their eyes for a moment. I care for your soul. I care for your life. I want every dream. Listen, you might have things going well for you, and you might have all the provisions of life, and everything is fine and dandy. That's great. And you might have control on things, and you think everything is good, and that's fine. But there are still some parts inside of you that is missing. There are still some areas of your life that are just causing some pain. I want to be there for them too. I don't want to just be there for the strong man and think that that's all my job is just to take the strong guys out. I want to be there for the fullness. I want your dreams. I want your passions. I want everything that is inside of you fulfilled. I want to bring fulfillment into your life. If that's you, and you want that fulfillment, then let God take another level to your life. Let him reveal
all the sin. There's no need to say sorry. God has already forgiven you. You just need to see. Just start seeing it. It's robbing you. Don't let the thief rob you anymore. Put your foot down. Don't let him in your house robbing your goods. He's taking the little change that's on your desk. You know, you notice it's missing, and it's okay. A couple quarters here and a couple dimes and nickels, okay. It's not a lot of money. You're only getting upset when you have maybe a couple of thousand stolen out of your house. But go as far as not even letting them take your change. Don't let them steal anything. Nothing. Take it to the next level. I challenge you here today. God, I'm asking you to reveal to them everything. Let their heart be opened up. As they call on your name, answer them. Please, for me, as I stand here and sacrifice my life for you, bless them as you blessed me. I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise.